What's the word?
What's the word?
What's the word?
Yeah, no.
Is it?
Hey. Yeah, but hey, I use that all the time as well. Ah, yes, I've been here 11 years. Right. Where did I ask you? What? I've lost it. Oh, where's it gone? Here it is. World What Championships, darkened by doping allegations. This is the promotional video that goes along with it. Apparently it's not. Oh, there it is. I love the music.
Very nice.
And in fact, I'm going to use this as the music bed to go underneath, but I'm going to read out the answers. Although it is quite off-putting at the same time. Is it camel racing from Luke? Also getting in touch was Danny, who said tiddlywinks. Morning to someone else who says, is it a hairdressing championships? It wasn't. Morning, James and Amber. Is it snail racing? Says Bazza. Also, Luke got it right this morning. Well done, Luke. You are correct. And is it literally the world's snail pole vaulting contest, basically, Rachel J? Is it? No. It's the world milking. It is the World Milking Championships that have been taking place. It took place earlier this year. They've been thrown into disarray due to the fact that they believe the cows have been doped.
The cows?
Yeah, to produce more milk. Because the world...
I was just imagining the milkers, like, taking steroids or something so they can do it really, really
fast. Leave me alone! I'm going!
That's what I'm imagining.
No, it's the cows that apparently, they've given them something. They've given them something to produce more milk,
okay,
because the world record was 2 litres of milk. That was the world record until this year.
Well, when it
was
very much,
when
it?
It was broken by 3 people who all produced over 8.7 litres of milk in 2 minutes. Or cows.
Is it from one cow?
No, separate ones. They take their own cow. They go, oh, come on, Bessie.
But surely it is the speed of the milker, though, to get it all out quick enough, if that makes sense.
I don't know. Does more come out if you do it faster?
I can't even. Oh, dear. I can't fathom it.
I don't know if more... Does more come out if you do it faster? I have no idea. Right, anyway, well, if you did say World Milking Championships, you'd be absolutely bang on. Look at him go! Look, they're helping the teats. Look at all that milk coming out!
But it's not going into a bucket or anything. What a waste.
He's just doing it on the ground. That is a waste. Cow seems to like it. On the way, music to come from you too. You two on the way very soon. Showbiz news as well coming up for you now at 7:33. Time for the latest headline news with Amber Stark.
It's hoped teenagers will be more vigilant on the roads after taking part in a hard-hitting safety campaign. Year 11 pupils from Elizabeth College were the first to sit through the presentation yesterday, watching real footage of the aftermath of accidents and hearing from those involved and their families. It aims to shock young drivers into being more careful. A Spanish nurse who treated 2 Ebola patients in Madrid has become the first person to contract the virus outside of West Africa. Authorities say she's in a stable condition and developed symptoms on holiday last week. Meanwhile, Barack Obama has revealed the US is looking at extra measures to screen airline passengers arriving from the worst-hit countries. A major new study into cannabis reveals it can be as addictive as heroin. The British research over a 20-year period links long-term use with mental illness, poor academic achievements, and reduced birth weights. And Guernsey charity worker Linda Garnham will be one of the guests of honour at No. 10 Downing Street today. The UK Prime Minister is meeting the regional winners from the Pride of Britain Awards, which were filmed last night.
Sport with Islands Insurance.
Hamilton manager Alex Neil insists his main focus for this season is to make sure they stay in the Scottish Premiership rather than win it. His side sit top of the table, having only gained promotion in the previous campaign. Neil tells Sky Sports News what his number one priority is at the moment.
I try to beat Aberdeen next Friday, that's about it. But listen, you never know in football, you know, if you work hard and you've got good players as we have and we're organised, you never know what can happen.
The parents of Formula One driver Jules Bianchi are set to meet with his doctors today as he continues to recover from a serious head injury. He's in a critical but stable condition in hospital following his crash at the Japanese Grand Prix at the weekend. Kevin Peterson will speak publicly for the first time today since extracts of his controversial autobiography were published. The former England batsman's new book is officially launched on Thursday, though details of his run-ins with former teammates and management at the England and Wales Cricket Board have already been revealed. Ex-England captain Mike Gatting tells Sky Sports News it's time everyone moved on.
Like most of us, we've all had things that we've done well and some of the things we haven't done badly in life, but that's history. And, you know, the book is a bit of history.
And Michael Phelps has been banned from all USA swimming events for the next 6 months. His suspension is due to his recent arrest for drink driving. The 18-time Olympic gold medalist had already announced his intention to take a break from the sport at the weekend. That's the very latest, but there's more of today's stories on our website. That's islandfm.com.
We've got sport covered. Turn to Islands Insurance for exceptional cover. Every weekday from 10 on Island FM, it's the date.
Please can you wish our son Lewis Bray a very happy 4th birthday today. Love comes from Mummy, Daddy and Brother Elliot as well, wishing you a very happy birthday today. Have a good one. Happy birthday to you. Anyone celebrating the birthday?
No.
No. We won't wish anybody a happy birthday from you then. I'll say happy birthday to Lewis on his birthday today. Happy birthday,
happy
Lewis.
Happy birthday, Lewis.
No, you don't know him, so you know.
You don't know him.
Well, I don't. But I'm still going to say happy birthday.
Well, why can't I?
Because it's rude. On the way, music from Saint Motel. We've also got the latest news. I'll be here with Amber today at 8 o'clock. Actually, it's Lee Corbett's birthday today. Happy birthday, Lee. Have a very good 50th birthday from Kelly, wishing you a happy birthday. And I'll also wish Lee a very happy 50th birthday,
happy birthday
as well.
Lee.
You can't do that.
Happy birthday, Lee.
You don't know Lee.
Happy birthday, Lee.
You don't
have
know
a great day.
I know Lee.
Yep. I know him too.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's he look like?
He's a... So, showbiz?
Island FM Showbiz with JT.
Never heard of anybody who looks like that. He's a lovely fella, is Lee. Happy 50th birthday. I can't believe he's 50, actually. Happy birthday, Lee, from Kelly and everybody else. Wishing you a good birthday today. 7:42, showbiz news. What have you got?
A burlesque dancer, a hypnotherapist and a pub quiz organiser among the hopefuls on The Apprentice this year. The new series features 20 candidates, which is 4 more than normal, so in some weeks there'll be extra eliminations. They're going to get the finger, you know. Dancing.
What?
You know how he points at them?
Oh, okay.
Tasks include creating...
I thought they were doing another, like, an X-rated version of it this year. What?
Anyway, tasks include creating an online video channel, running tours, and launching a soft drinks brand. And the actress who plays Lady Edith in Downton Abbey has suggested the show's creator will bring it to an end while it's still popular. Laura Carmichael says the period drama, which is in its 5th series, won't be on forever. Speculation began about Downton's future when writer Julian Fellowes said he wouldn't be able to continue with it at the same time as his next project.
I can't imagine Alan Sugar actually doing that. You're fired!
Island FM Showbiz with JT. Top up £5 on JT Pay As You Go to get unlimited calls, text and data. Find out how at jtglobal.com. Join the